It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado public health directors have urged Governor Jared Polis to institute local stay-at-home orders where warranted, which so far hasn't happened. CPR investigative reporter Ben Marcus has more.
A stay-at-home order is a blunt instrument, and it's damaging to the economy. But local public health directors say it's just about all that's left to keep the COVID pandemic under control. John Douglas runs Tri-County Health.
We don't have enough people to call everybody who's infected and do a case investigation. We don't have nearly enough people to do contact tracing.
CPR News obtained a letter from Douglas and other public health directors asking Polis to follow the state's guidelines, even if that means issuing lockdown orders. Polis's office said it could not immediately comment on the letter. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Ouray County has tighter coronavirus restrictions and a rise in cases. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The state health department ordered the changes, which include capping indoor seated events and church services at 100 people and sports at 25. Most indoor dining is restricted to 50 people or fewer. Many Western Slope communities have had to scale down public life as coronavirus cases have soared. Nearby Pitkin County limited group sizes right before Halloween. And Mesa County, which was largely untouched by the virus for months, is now categorized as high risk, the level before the state health department enacts stay-at-home orders. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Five schools in the Western Slope's largest school district have active outbreaks of COVID-19. District 51, which covers most of Mesa County, says the outbreaks are in two high schools, a middle school, an elementary school, and a K-8 charter school. The charter school switched to remote learning last week, but the others are still open. District officials say the outbreaks are under control. This is CPR News.